Passengers on Northwest Airlines Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit say just as the plane was getting ready to land, there was a loud pop and then panic.
We heard a loud pop, then a bit of a smoke, and then some flames, then yelling and screaming.
The lady shouted, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" to her. And then we looked back, there was some fumes and some flames.
It was scary. It was a loud firecracker that went off, and there was a fire in the plane.
Within seconds, some passengers sprang into action.
There was one guy who sat on the other side, on the right side of the wing, because this was on the left side of the wing. He jumped over all the other people, and he took care of it, so the fire went out.
Officials have identified the suspect as Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib, a 23-year-old from Nigeria, whose name appears on a U.S. intelligence watch list. They say Muttalib suffered severe burns when he tried to use a liquid to ignite powder strapped to his legs and blow up the aircraft. New York Congressman Peter King, the ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Committee, was briefed by intelligence officials shortly after the plane landed.
Some definite facts. One is that he has Al-Qaeda connections. Secondly, that it was a fairly sophisticated device.
Muttalib, an engineering student who studied in Britain, has told investigators he was acting on instructions from Al-Qaeda and got the explosive materials in Yemen. Those claims have yet to be confirmed, but Congressman King says there's plenty of reason to worry.
How he was able to get on in Nigeria, what happened in Amsterdam, which is a visa waiver country, how he was able to get through and make it this far with the devices that he had, these are all issues that have to be resolved.
U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered security measures to be stepped up at all U.S. airports, and security officials are encouraging passengers to be observant and report any suspicious activity. Meanwhile, Intel Center, a U.S.-based terrorism monitoring group that works with the U.S. government, warns the Christmas Day attack could just be the start and that the possibility of additional attempts on U.S. airplanes cannot be ruled out. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.